ैत्रेयवाचवाचं कपिलो
मातुरैकास्नेहो
यत्र तन्वा विजातः स्वाम्नायम् यत्र वदन्ति
कांसवाच
वै भक्तिविधानयोगम् मैत्रयौवाचं कपिलमातुरितम् स्नेहो यत्र
यत्र तन्नाभिजातः
Maitreya said, after hearing the statement of his mother, Kapila could understand her purpose, and he became compassionate towards her because of being born from her body. He described the Sankhya system of philosophy, which is a combination of devotional service and mystic realization, and is received by the civic procession.
Vidityatham Kapila Mathuritsam जातस्नेहो यत्र तन्नाभिजातः तत्र आम्नायं यत् प्रवदन्ति सांख्यं प्रवाच वै भक्ति वितान युगम् सो कपिल देव इज द प्रोपाउंडर ऑफ सांख्य पिलर विच इज ओरिजिनल कपिल देव Later on, there was another Kapila. So, he is called the atheist Kapila. And this Kapila is known as Devahuti Putra, the son of Devahuti Kapila. So, Sankhya Yogam, the later atheist Kapila of Sankhya Yoga is different from the Sankhya Yoga. The atheist Kapila of Sankhya Yoga is analysis of the material elements. analysis of material elements by the atheist Kapila is very much liked by the Western philosophers. And the Sankhya Yoga explained, propounded by Devahuti Putra Kapila, is practically unknown. So this Kapila, Devahuti, son of Devahuti Kapila, he is Sankhya Yoga means Bhakti Vitana Yoga. How Bhakti, devotion and service to the Lord, is expanded, that is Sankhya Yoga. And how it is received, that is also stated here, Tattva Amnayam Jat Bhaganti Sankham. Amnayam, by disciplic succession. No philosophical speculation, but as it is received by predecessor, by tradition, amnaya, tattvam amnaya. We cannot manufacture tattva. That is, improper way of understanding the truth. Generally, the Western philosophers, they try to understand the absolute truth by the ascending process. There are two processes of understanding the Absolute Truth. One is called ascending process or inductive logic. And another process is descending process or deductive logic. So, ascending process is based on speculation, and descending process is based on fact. This evening we are talking about Bhagavad Gita, that Bhagavad Gita is understood by the descending process. As Krishna said, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that this yoga system, Bhagavad Gita is also yoga system, that is bhakti yoga. Although there are descriptions of karma, jnana, and the mystic yoga, and ultimately bhakti yoga. But actually, it is meant for bhakti yoga, the Bhagavad Gita. Those who are jnanis, speculative, for them also, it is described. And those who are hatha yogis, they are also described there. But ultimately the conclusion is bhakti yoga. Just like in the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the yoga system is described. The yoga system is described that one has to go in a secluded place and he has to sit down straight, triangular, and see the front portion of the nose and the eyes up closed. In this way, the Hatha Yoga system or Ashtanga Yoga system is described in the Bhagavad Gita. But when Arjuna said that this system of yoga is very difficult for me, Krishna, I cannot concentrate my mind in this way. Chanchalasi mana krishna pramasi balavad dhiram. Tasyaham nigraham manne vayureva sudhuskara. 5,000 years ago, a personality like Arjuna was so qualified that he could talk with Krishna as ordinary friend. How much exalted he was. Just we can imagine. And born in the royal family, very exalted position, great warrior, he said that, Krishna, I cannot execute this yoga system. It is not possible. Chanchalasi mana krishna pramati valavardhina. Prasnaham nigraham mana. My mind is so disturbed that to control the mind is exactly like that to control the wind. Suppose there is very heavy wind, and if one tries to stop it by spreading his hand, is it possible? It is not possible. He has given this example. Pramati balavadhyam. Mind is so uncontrollable, just like madman. Mind business is like that. Immediately I am accepting something, and again reject. Everyone has got this experience. Therefore, he frankly said that to control the mind is not possible for him. I cannot do it. So, now just try to understand the personality of like Arjuna is not ordinary man. He was advised by Krishna to practice this yoga system meditation generally. Actually, yoga system means meditation. Yogi. The yogis, they dhyanavasthita manasa, mind being absorbed in meditation and concentrates the mind on Vishnu, form of the Lord, four handed being. That is dhyanavasthita tadgatena manasa pasyanti yang yogina. Jagamrahmahamarudandarudrastandantivibhaisthavari vedaishangpadakramaupanishadai dayanti janasamaga dhyanavasthitatatukatenamanasapasyantiyangyogina jashyantamanavidusurasuragana divayatasmainamah. So, this yoga system is meant for persons who are too much bodily attached, this hatha-yoga system. And otherwise, real yoga system is the sankhya-yoga or bhakti, real yoga system. This is preliminary. Therefore, when Arjuna declined, I cannot execute the yoga system. So, Krishna, in order to pacify Arjuna, because he was afraid, Krishna thought that Arjuna is thinking, unable to execute this yoga. He pacified him by saying ultimately, "My dear Arjuna, don't be agitated." Immediately he said that you are a first-class yogi. How is that I am first-class yogi? Because you are always thinking of me. Arjuna, he did not know anything but Krishna. Krishna, when he placed himself divided into two in the battlefield, when, because it was a family fight. So Krishna said that I can divide myself, both of them approach, Duryodhana approach and Arjuna's approach. Krishna will become my side. So Krishna said that I have got 18 of 20 division of soldiers, that is one side, and I personally one side. So Arjuna thought that what shall I do simply by taking Krishna, and he said that I will not fight. If I go to any side, I will not fight. So Arjuna thought it wise that let me take his soldiers. 18 divisions, many thousands of elephants, horses, chariots, there is a cement. Very big number of elephants, horses, I don't remember exactly. But so Duryodhana decided to take the soldiers of Krishna. The child. But Arjuna thought that if I get Krishna in my side, that is sufficient. I don't want his soul. So Krishna was so friendly and very loving friend, not ordinary friend. Therefore Krishna said, "My dear Arjuna, don't be disappointed because you cannot execute this Ashtanga Yoga. The first class yogi is he who always thinks of me. Yoginam api sarvesha madhavata antaratmana. One has taken Krishna with his heart and all is thinking of Krishna. Satata smartabho Vishnu. This is the system. This is meditation. If one is thinking of Krishna 24 hours, that is the first class meditation. You are seeing Krishna here, standing for Radharani. And if you see always, then you naturally get impression of Krishna within the heart. And if you serve Krishna, those who are engaged in service, just like they are offering this foodstuff, Krishna, they have prepared this foodstuff very nicely, thinking that Krishna will eat, let us do it very cleanly and attentively, and whatever they can offer first class thing, that is meditation. Because they are thinking of Krishna. This foodstuff will be taken by Krishna. This dish will be used by Krishna. These flowers will be offered to the lotus feet of Krishna. Real meditation is this. And that is the first class yoga. Therefore, Krishna is advising in the seventh chakra that if you cannot think of me, then you can think of me in your ordinary dealings. Rasoham Akshukonti. I am the taste of the water. So that this yoga system we have to practice. This yoga system. This is called Sankhya Yoga. That is explained here. Prabhasavai Bhakti Vikana Yoga. The more you think of Krishna, satatam kirtayantamama, satatam kirtayantamama. These are advice in the Bhagavad Gita. If you always chant Hare Krishna mantra, then you remember Krishna. Immediately the form of Krishna is awakened within your heart. And Krishna says, yoginamaki sarvesam madhvata antarat. Always within the heart. That is the Sankhya Yoga system or perfect yoga system. Bhakti yoga vitanam. And Krishna says personally, yoginamaki sarvesam madhvata antaratmana sadhyava bhajate yoma samedhutvatamo. That first life. So anyway, somewhere or other, if you can think of Krishna always, that is your name, Krishna consciousness, always conscious of Krishna, then you become the first class Sankhya Yoga, Bhakti Vitara. So, Kokila could understand the desire of his mother. The mother was submissive. Because to understand the Sankhya Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, he requires the first condition is submission. Tadvidhi pranipatena. He cannot understand the Sankhya Yoga system or Bhakti Yoga system by falsely being proud that you are very learned scholar or speculator. These things will not help. You have to hear about Krishna very submissive and accept it, not challenge. Then you will be able to understand. Thane sita sutigatam samogi. You remain in your position. It doesn't matter what you are. Simply, you hear about Krishna. There are so many things about Krishna we can hear. Even if you are not educated, who can hear from a person who can speak rightly, but that person must be selected, not ordinary person, not professional person, but here it is said, Tattva Amnayam. Amnayam means by disciple succession. You have to accept a positive party, just like in political activities, you accept some party, Congress party or this party or that party. That is the system, even in politics. Similarly, you have to accept a party of the vote. There are not different parties, they are of the same party. Just like the political parties may be different, but their aim is how to improve the condition of the country or the people. Their aim is the same, but they may be little different in their ways. Similarly, there are four Amnaya paths. Amnaya means disciple succession. One party is coming from Lord Brahma, and one party is coming from Lakshmi, goddess of fortune, or the consort of Narayana, Vishnu. That is called Brahma Sampradaya and the Sri Sampradaya. Sri means Lakshmi. Sri means beauty, Sri means fortune. Therefore, according to Vedic system, the Sri word is added before anyone's name. Sri. So there is Sri Sampradaya. And there is Kumar Sampradaya. And there is Rudra Sampradaya. There are four Sampradayas of Vishnu as Vaishnava. So Brahma Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya and Kumar Sampradaya. They are called Amnayas. If you want to know the truth, then you have to accept Tattam Amnayam. Tattam Amnayam Jatra Jat Prabhadanti Sankham. This is Sankham. You try to understand the absolute truth through the disciple succession of Amnaya. So, in the Vaishnava Sampradaya, this four Sampradaya is Brahma, the Brahma Sampradaya and Sri Sampradaya. The Brahma Sampradaya is at the present moment is represented by the Madhya Sampradaya. Just like we are belonging to the Madhya Gauriya Sampradaya. Our original Sampradaya from the Madhya Acharya. So in that Sampradaya, disciple succession, there was Madhavendra Puri. From Madhavendra Puri, his disciple is Ishwar Puri. And Ishwar Puri's disciple is Lord Chaitanya. And we are coming through the disciple succession of Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, our Sampradaya is called Madhva Gauriya Sampradaya. But we are the Amnaya Sampradaya. We are not Asta. We have not manufactured the Sampradaya. It is coming from Lord Brahma. Similarly, there is Ramanuja Sampradaya. They are coming from Sri Sampradaya. Similarly, there is Vishnu Sang. They are coming from Lord Shiva, Rudra Sampradaya. And there is Kumar Sampradaya, Nimbaditya Sampradaya. So, Shastra says, sampradaya vihinaste mantraste vifalamata. If you do not belong to any sampradaya, party, or bhakta, or devotee, then vifalamata, your verdict or conclusion is vifal, without any fruit. If it is not accepted. So our, this Krishna consciousness movement is to present the Krishna consciousness or the conclusion given by Krishna or the conclusion in the Bhagavad Gita in this Samnaya, Sankhya philosophy. Disciple after disciple. Not that I know little more ABCD, and therefore a big scholar, I can interpret Bhagavad Gita in my own way. This is useless. This is useless. You cannot make your own comments. But that is not also good. So many commentaries which have been made without this amnaya, Sankhya process, they're useless. There is no effect. This is very essential. Therefore, Bhagavan Krishna says in the fourth chapter, evam parampara praptam, evam rajarsi. That is equal. Parampara. Amnaya. This has been success. Otherwise, it will be useless. This is the secret of success. You have to accept the same philosophy as it was contemplated by Brahma, by Narada, by Brahmacharya, or Madhvacharya, by Madhavendra Puri, by Ishwar Puri. You cannot make any new thing beyond the scope of the Amnaya Sankhya philosophy system. That is Kalamna. Because we are imperfect. We must first of all know that we are all imperfect. However great scholar I may be, because my senses are imperfect, therefore whatever conclusion I make by my so-called scholarship, that is imperfect. Therefore, all these scientists, philosophers, they use this word, perhaps it may be, because there is no right conclusion. There is no right conclusion. It's simply speculation. So speculative knowledge cannot be perfect. Just like we are sitting here, if there is some sound on the roof, now we are, say, 100% sitting here, we can speculate that this sound may be for this reason. That all of them may be imperfect, and if somebody says from the roof that this sound was caused for this reason, that is perfect. That is perfect. Because he has got direct experience. That I was speaking in English. That you have to accept Bhagavad Gita by this Amnaya Pratha. Bhaktam Amnaya. Krishna says to Arjuna that this Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga or Bhagavad Gita Yoga, that is a Yoga. Yoga means which connects. And Yoga means which disconnects. So, we are now disconnected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, we have to connect again our relationship. That is called yoga. That yoga is described in the Bhagavad Gita as karma yoga, jnana yoga, and ashtanga yoga, and at last bhakti yoga. So bhakti yoga is the last status of yoga system. That's what it is said. Bhakti vitana yoga. Bhakti, just like you are going upstairs and step by step, when you go to the topmost step, that is the end of your going up. Similarly, the karma yoga, jnana yoga, and dhyana yoga, and then bhakti yoga. The ultimate end is bhakti yoga. So, if you have got one few steps, that is karma yoga. If you have got few more steps, that is jnana yoga. And if you go few more steps, that is dhyana yoga. And when you reach the ultimate status, that is called bhakti yoga. The step is the same. Mamo vartmano vartante manushaya partha spartha sarvasa. Everyone is going trying to reach the ultimate absolute truth. But it is simply partial understanding. By jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, karma yoga, you can understand partially the absolute truth. But bhakti yoga, you can understand completely. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, bhaktyamam abhijanam. He does not say, by jnana, by karma, by meditation, one can understand me fully. No. He does not say. He says clearly, bhaktyamam abhijanati javan jakshami tattvato. Tattvato in truth, what I am, that can be understood only by bhakti yoga. You see, Bhagavad Gita. So, to understand the absolute truth, you have to accept the Sankhya Yoga or Bhakti Vitana Yoga. Then you will understand. Question was by Devahuti that Mandadhi Sukham Buddhiya. Sukham buddhi. Very easily, without any much trouble. I can understand. You kindly describe in this way. The absolute truth I can understand very easily. So that is bhakti yoga. In the ninth chapter of Bhagavad Gita it is said, susukham kartuma bhaya. Susukham. If you practice bhakti yoga, it is very easy, at the same time very pleasing. Very pleasing. Susukham kartumam. And abhayam. Abhayam means not deteriorate. Salpam api yasya dharmasya trayate mahato vah. If you execute, even partially, it has got so potency that it will lead you more and more to the ultimate goal of life. This is called perfect Sankhya Yoga. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is meant for giving education to the people of the Sankhya Yoga system or Bhakti Yoga system, because it is the recommended process by authorities, and all the Amnaya, origin of the Amnaya, just as Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Kapildev, here is Kapildev, they are Mahajan. Mahajan means great authorities. Dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhaya, Mahajana jina gatasya pantha. It is very difficult to understand the path of perfection. Therefore, the Shastra recommended that you follow the Mahāyāna. This is called Āmrāna. You follow the Mahāyāna. And who are Mahāyāna? They are also described in the Shastras. Svayambhu Nārada Svambhu. Svayambhu means Lord Brahmā. Lord Brahmā is another name. He is Svayambhu. He was found in the lotus flower, emanating from the navel of Vishnu. So practically, he was not born of father and mother. Therefore, he is called Svayambhu. Svayambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Naradmuni is opposite. And Sambhu, Lord Shiva. Therefore, there is Rudra Sampradaya, Amlan. Because he is authority. Svayambhu Narada Sambhu. Kumara is Kumara. And Kumara means Chatushan. Sanat Kumara. Chatushan. They are false authorities. And Kapilde, yes. Devoti Putra Kapilde, he is also authority. In this way, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Kapildev, Mano, and Bhishma Dev, Janak, Janak Maharaj, Bhishma Dev, and Sukhdev Goswami, Prahlad Maharaj. In this way, there are 12 authorities. And all of them are following the Sankhya philosophy or Bhakti Yoga. All of them. We have to accept one of these Mahajana, Mahajana Jena Tatastha Pantha, then you will be successful. Tatva system. If you want to learn the absolute truth by logic and argument, it will never be possible. Logician, you may be one logician, better logician than me, and another logician may be better than you. The absolute truth is abhāna-manasa-bhūta. By logical arguments, how we can reach? That is not possible. Therefore, it is useless waste of time. Tarka-pratistha-sutayo-vibhinyā. Scriptures. Even you take the Vedic scriptures, there are so many. Four Vedas, some of them are following the Yajurveda, some of them following Rig Veda, some of them Sam Veda, Atharva Veda, then there are Upanishads, then there are Puranas, then Brahma Sutra, Ramayana, Mahabharata. They are all right, but because I am ill-advised, I take conclusion different. Sutayo Vibhinna. All you take Bible or Quran. So by simply reading all these scriptures, it is very difficult for us. So Sutayo Vibhinna. Naho Muni Jasa Matamana Bhinnam. Muni and thoughtful man, philosophers. They are also defeating one thoughtful man, another thoughtful man. Unless he defeats another man, philosopher, he does not become a very big philosopher. Therefore it is said, Naso Muni Jasya Matamana Bhinna. Why you cannot become a Muni unless you propound a different system of philosophy. So this is the position. Dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam. Therefore, the truth of spiritual life is very complicated. It is very difficult to understand. Then how I shall be able to understand? The conclusion is Mahajana jina gatasya pantha. You follow the Mahajana. Out of these 12 Mahajanas, you follow any one of them and you will be successful. So our proposition is that that Krishna is the original Maharaj. Krishna instructed Brahma. Brahma is also Maharaj. And Krishna instructed everyone. Just like Bhagavad Gita. He is instructing everyone. How? Aham Adi Devanam. All the demigods, they are subordinate. Aham Adi. I am the original. Everyone has learned from Krishna. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, Tini Brahma Vida Aditavai. So, Krishna is teaching personally. That's why Kapildev is teaching personally. So you take Kapildev's philosophy, Sankha philosophy, Krishna's philosophy, Bhagavad Gita, but try to understand as he says. Don't interpret in the wrong way. So, this is Amnathata. See, if we fix up the idea how to receive transcendental knowledge and how to practice it, if we simply take the instruction of this Mahārāja, Amnathata, so that will be very beneficial and easier. So, Kapildev, to describe the Sankha philosophy to his mother, not only mother, but Kannavijata. Naturally, if we take birth from my mother, I got natural affection for my mother. That Devahuti is not ordinary mother. She is very submissive. Therefore it is said that jato-sneha. Naturally there is affection, and when Kapildev saw that this woman is supposed to be less intelligent, but she is very submissive, and my mother. In both ways, he became compassionate. That she is eager to know about the truth, and she is so submissive, and after all I have received this body from this woman, my mother, so let me try to give her the best of the philosophical conclusion, and that Sankha philosophy will speak from the next verse. Thank you very much.